Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we are here today to talk about cannabis networking events. Are they really worth it? So our topic today, Hayes, is should you take the time and spend the money to attend cannabis networking events?
Right. I always think it's a great idea to attend an event. I love to network. I love to meet people in the industry and talk about the same things that I love to talk about.
So before we really get into it, we've probably got a lot of new listeners since we have a lot of new listeners with every episode that we produce these days. Let's take 2 minutes and go through a real quick rundown of how mobile wallets actually work for marketing.
All right. So Mobile Wallet Pass is a pass that's an Apple Wallet, and it's a direct access marketing and communication tool that sits right on the customer's mobile phone. The pass has a front and a back to it. The front has your... It's so simple, has your logo, who you are. And on the back of the pass has all these fun goodies inside it. Links to your site, to your social media apps, to if you have a podcast, listen links straight to the podcast. It also has a sharing code, a QR code that you can scan right from one phone to the other.
You can also use the Apple Share function if you're using it with iPhone. We have a couple of different Android wallet apps that it integrates with, and those also have the direct sharing feature as well. So you have a lot more chances to make your passes go viral with shares between friends, neighbors, coworkers, family, whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we also have like call to action links. So if you want to call your...
Click to call,
click to email, whatever you need. It's right there on the back of the pass.
Super. So let's go on and let's actually talk about today's topic, which is the cannabis networking events. Now, trade shows and conferences, regardless of whether this is cannabis related or marketing related, or, you know, many, many years ago, I was in the furniture business. We had lots of furniture trade shows. It's always hard for companies or individuals to assign an ROI value to the money and the time that it takes to go to a trade show. One of the things that we always had a lot of difficulty with was over what period of time does the long tail sort of kick in? How do we know that the reason that somebody called us or emailed us and wanted, say, credit card processing, for instance, 3 months after we met them at a trade show, could we really assign that value to the trade show? We didn't exactly have a method of doing it. And, you know, I know like HubSpot, Salesforce and stuff like that gives you a lot of tools, but it's still a pain in the butt to get it done, don't you think?
Yes, it is. Because you just don't know if that's the reason they went with you.
It's right.
Just, you don't know, but you're building up your relations, and that's what's important at a show.
Right, because, you know, I think it's hard to feel like you're part of the industry if you're not out networking with your peers and meeting new people and making new connections, especially in, like, the legal cannabis industry. It's such a nascent industry. It's really in its infancy, so to speak, and where else are you going to meet the people that you want to eventually perhaps partner with? The sort of online presence, it's not really the same in cannabis as it is in, say, online advertising, where everybody has websites and social and email marketing and stuff like that. So I don't know that there's that many other ways that you're really going to meet and become part of the group.
Right. And it's a great way to, if you want to meet someone, you speak to them on the phone or over Skype and you finally want to meet them in person. And then you want to see if there's a good chemistry between you as well. And that's what networking helps. And that's what trade show helps do.
Totally. So let me take a minute and I'm going to suggest that if you're a new listener or if you joined us fairly recently, if you haven't been back to the archives, you probably want to take some time and listen. I'm talking particularly about episode number 14, which we did a while back, and it's about trade shows and events and how to use mobile marketing, specifically mobile wallets, to get a better ROI and make it better for your business. Some of it is geared towards people who host shows or conferences, which might not be you, but you're still, even as an attendee, going to want, say, a checklist, I guess right. You'd call it, of sort of the do's and don'ts for getting the most out of your trip. So again, that's episode number 14. Take a few minutes, listen to it. I think it's probably a short one, 15 minutes or so. And moving on, back on topic.
Sure.
There's such a wide variety of cannabis networking events today. I went to a Women Grow event yes. in Phoenix the other day, and I was pleasantly surprised. There were probably, 50 people there. It wasn't on its regular schedule because there was a holiday, so it was pushed back a week. So they didn't have a speaker like they normally do. So they did it completely as a networking event, which worked out okay. It was a lot of time to spend talking to people. And, I think maybe at a point about a third of the way through, people had kind of grouped themselves and the networking sort of stopped. And people kind of got into conversations, and then we're all sitting there looking at our watches going, oh, is there going to be a presentation? So that's one type of an event. And we're going to HempFest.
We're going to HempFest, which is more of a B2C type event, business to consumer. And that's going to be different for us. We usually go more to business to business events.
That one's giant. It's like a mile and a half or 2 miles long, something like that. It's got all these stages. And so if I'm an attendee and I am going to a big event, one of the things that I want to know is where and when are the speakers that I want to see, mm-hmm. and where are the exhibitors that I want to see or meet or be sure to check out. Now, mobile wallet marketing passes fall perfectly into that line of thinking.
Yes, it does. With a pass, you can use something called what Apple has, iBeacon technology, and it will, you can ping where you are, saying you have a little update on your pass, saying I'm here at booth number 407, come visit me. And everyone who has a pass will get this update, and then they'll know where to find you.
Cool. So if I were organizing an event, one of the things that I would do is I think I would have my own either event ticket or master pass where I would keep links back to the schedule for the attendees. I would keep links back to the main website,
yes.
links to any sort of super duper customer service oriented stuff. You know, if it was not obviously a cannabis event, but somewhere like Burning Man, for instance, I would have iBeacons all over the place because they don't really have good internet connection, so you can't use the geolocation, which is the GPS in the phone, but you could iBeacon the daylights out of that place, and you could literally walk people around in a traffic flow or let them know how close they were to an aid station if they needed first aid or something like that. So there's just so many different things that you can do in the trade show, events, conferences, not necessarily cannabis related, but there's so many cannabis shows coming up. I mean, we have Indo Expo in Portland in August, HempFest in Seattle in August. There's a big investor conference in Vegas in November.
There's, I think there's one in San Francisco as well going on the next week.
Yeah, there's like a Denver. There's so much stuff going on. And if you are, for instance, a show promoter or you're a sponsor who does a lot of these shows, passes are also a great way to leverage your current attendees into your future attendees, don't you think?
Yes, because these passes are fluid. They can be changed from one show to another. So you can put in where you are. You can even have a navigation on the back of your pass. So a link goes right into your maps and can guide you exactly where you are in that venue or where you're speaking. Even if things go wrong and you were in from one room to another, you can update it right on the pass and let them know what's going on.
So, you know, one of the other really cool things that we've done a couple of these, and a lot of shows do this, is they leverage the mobile into a sort of a scavenger hunt type of a situation.
That's quite popular.
It is. And, you know, we see it all the time. So maybe we're kind of like, oh, that's old hat. But reality is, if you have an attendee base that hasn't done something like that before, and you have a sponsor or advertiser or exhibitor base who hasn't participated, it's really a great way to generate excitement and to control the traffic flow and to get lots and lots of exposure for pretty much every single one of your exhibitors, and to give every one of your attendees the opportunity to see all of your exhibitors. I mean, nobody wants to be stuck in that back corner that gets no traffic.
Right. And we find, like, I know I was speaking with a bakery, an edible bakery. Yeah, was it last night? I think it was. And I was telling them how you can use the iBeacon technology. You partner up with someone else who has a similar product, and for the scavenger hunt, and you can go around and have your little edible tucked away from place to place, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can do tons and tons of absolutely cool stuff that way. And partnering with other people is always a really, really good way to really leverage the passes, because one of the things that you probably don't want to do is try to get consumers or attendees to put 10 different passes on their phone for a single event. Now, if you have sponsors or exhibitors who are doing their own thing completely separate, then obviously they're going to be leveraging their customer base and their database to do their own passes. But you can bring so much added value to sponsors. You can bring so much added value to your experience as an attendee by actually putting the pass on your phone and using it. I mean, it's a great central hub so that you can always see what's going on. And if schedules change, updates. If speakers change, send out updates, get updates. You know, it's sort of like two sides of the same coin. Am I an exhibitor or am I an attendee? And sometimes you are the exhibitor and sometimes you are the attendee. So looking at the different things that make sense on both sides is always a good idea. One of the other really amazing things about passes is that you can continue to connect with attendees well after a trade show has gone on. So let's just say, for instance, I went to Hempfest and I saw three or four vendors that I was like, oh, I really like their stuff. So I want to put that in my dispensary as soon as it's legally possible. You know, maybe they are some sort of a product that doesn't require some kind of legal wrangling. Maybe it's like a vape pen company or something like that. And it's somebody new that I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking around at Hempfest and it's a mile and a half or 2 miles long, whatever it is. And it's just 100,000 people. And I'm not going to remember all these things. I'm not going to, if I'm lucky, get a business card from half of these guys.
And you're not going to walk back another 2 miles the other end.
I'm not going to, but I want to follow up with them later on.
Right.
So I want to have the opportunity to get their information in a place that I'm going to be able to leverage it down the road. What's a better place to put it than my phone? You know, putting it in my pocket like a business card pretty much means that it's going to wind up either in the trash can at my hotel or in one of those Ziploc bags full of hundreds of business cards stuffed in a drawer that I have in like four different drawers of my house. So I think the biggest, most important thing to remember when it comes to trade shows, cannabis oriented or otherwise, is what's the outcome that you're looking for before you go to an event? Now, if this is a costly event, you know, if it costs you airfare, hotel, a decent amount of money to attend, the only way that you can even begin to figure out what your ROI is on this is if you have an actual plan and you know what you want to achieve and you've laid out some goals for how to achieve it. So, you know, that's really, I think, a big important thing about going to cannabis events or, you know, any events, but especially the cannabis ones, because not every state has the same laws. Not everybody can do business with everybody else. So it can be kind of tricky. And if you spend your trade show budget for the year going to the wrong event, you could come back with nothing from it.
Based on that point, it is important to know where you're going. And it's a great idea to contact the people prior to the trade show so you have a place and time to meet up with them.
Do you think really that people who are getting ready to go and be exhibitors or vendors at a trade show have that much time to talk to you before the event? Or do you think they would be better served to put a link on their pass that maybe links to an online scheduling program where you can sort of self-schedule a meeting with that person by clicking the link on the back of the pass, going to the page that does the scheduling, getting the confirm. It's sent to your pass or it's sent to your email, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I think that's also a good way.
Absolutely, because people do tend to double book and
get crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much our advice on cannabis networking events, and we're really glad that you joined us for this episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. And do you got anything else?
No, I don't. Thank you so much for listening.
Super. Have a great week.